Blog Talk Radio.
Kings in the morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings in the morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings in the morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show.
Some of the views and comments expressed on the J. King Network contain mature content and may be deemed as offensive in nature. However, they may not reflect the same views held by the network itself. So please, use discretion when tuning in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. With me and my co-host, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis.
Good morning, everyone. Glad to be above ground. And, hey, Kim pays her bets. She bought me and my wife lunch yesterday. That's all I have to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the microphone is an icon.
Oh, yeah.
A legend.
From the windows to the walls, y'all. I'm running to tell it because I'm still eating my lunch that Kim bought.
He's a radio show host who is a freak. He's a pimp, player, and hustler when it comes to getting his dinero.
So you still eating Kim's lunch, huh?
He's the Mac Daddy of all Mac Daddies, and he's the Daddy Mac of all Daddy Mac.
November 28th, Tuesday, day 332.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about none other than our general manager.
33 days to 2018.
Our program director.
Johnny, the next time you have a problem with your computer, try going to another browser like the Big E Explorer.
Our chief MF.
So you had a lot of onion rings you like. So what?
Our head honcho.
Mouthwashes for those who toss salads, yo.
Our big willy.
You so silly.
Our solo.
Sometimes you don't say hello because you never really said goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for our sometimes you never say hello because you never really said goodbye. Sambo, Mr. Lynn, Tolliver, Junior.
All aboard! Another Tuesday, yo. Have you seen the lights of this day? It's just getting started on the West Coast, but we're almost lunchtime on the East. And if you travel a distance further, they may be on Wednesday already. Time zones. Today we are talking about Daria Chisholm. I skimmed over a few headlines, but this black woman is out there. Jay will probably dig a little deeper for you. But it takes all kinds to do what we do to get done and did in. But on with the show. Kings in the Morning, right here, right now.
Now, Lynn, you know, I forgot about her. I forgot. I knew you would. I got our show about some other stuff, but let me tell you something. Lynn, I should send you this stuff right now. I'm gonna send it to you as we go through this, because
okay.
This woman's something else. So I'm gonna read you her statements and stuff, right?
This is okay.
This is her first statement, second statement. I'm sending it all to you right now.
Okay.
So today I'm flying out, Lynn.
Okay.
I'm flying out, you know, from the little girl. It's, I'm really going to miss her. I miss her every
yeah.
time. What's Lynn is that, you know, she's a 14-year-old girl, right?
Right.
And so her daddy is 55, right?
Who's her daddy? Just kidding. You're talking third person.
Yeah.
Her daddy is 55.
Because, you know, so as a 55-year-old man, you know, I'm trying to talk to this 14-year-old girl, you know, trying to have a conversation with her, right? And
right.
as much as she loves me, I know she does. She's in her head, she's going, "You old man, sit
right.
down." You know, but we're trying to relate to her, to let her know that, you know, that her mom and dad love her. And I just
yeah.
want her, you know, these kids today, Lynn, they don't have the same passions. The fire don't burn in them like it burned in us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, if I die, you know, if something happens to me, Jordan ends up with a lot of money. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So if something happened to me and her mother, she ends up with a whole lot of money because she gets her mom's money, she gets my money, she gets all the properties and stuff like that.
Right.
Everything, you know, and then whatever royalties that I have, you know, she'll get the majority of them. Her brothers will get something. But she is the main benefactor in all of my earnings because she's a girl, you know. The guys, the
right.
boys are taken care of. The boys will have enough money that they'll be cool. And then, you know, for the rest of their lives, they'll get the money that I get, which will probably be more when I die. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want her to be good. I just want her life to be good. I don't want her to be like them kids that, you know. So this year, this is her last year of private school.
Okay.
Her mom decided, no more private school. This is it. You know, she's in the eighth grade. Next year in high school, she'll be in a public school. We went and visited a school yesterday. The total school was 735 kids. The total school.
Wow.
Yeah, the ninth grade class is 200. The whole class of ninth graders. So I like it because, you know, and I remember when King was in the third grade, he was in private school in the third grade, and he was
mm-hmm.
at my mom's house. And he was playing with his cousins and stuff, and they were out in the front yard. And his mom called me in a panic, and I thought something happened to him. And she said, "We need to talk." I said, "Why?" She said, "Because something is going on." She said, "Something's going on with King, and I don't like it." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "He's a white boy. I'm not raising a white boy. He can't go to private school no more." And because he out there playing with his cousins. They ruffians. You know, they
right.
go to school every day. So from the fourth grade on, he went to a public school. His mom was like, "No, he can't go to no private school. I'm not raising no white kids." Because you know what happened with kids when they start turning white, man? They start thinking they white. So they see their white
wow.
friends. They start seeing their white friends in front of their mom was going, "Fuck, mom, fuck," right? Right?
Yeah.
So guess what happened
Pretty
when
much.
They come home one day? They come home and, you know, "Fuck, mom, fuck." And you can't say that to a black woman. Because what happened when you said to a black woman?
They chop you like ninsu.
You're going to get fucked up.
Yeah.
You're going to get fucked. You know, you can't you can't steal a car. White kids steal, you know, will steal a family car, right?
Yeah.
You can't steal a family car if you're a black kid. Because your dad going to whoop your ass. You're going to get fucked up. So, Jordan's mom always has to tell her, "Jordan, your mama black." whatever them white girls are doing, whatever your little white girlfriends are doing, you can't do that because you got a black mama.
What does Jordan think? Does she know yet?
Does she know yet what?
That she's going to go to a regular school.
Yes. She wants to. I think she's ready. You know, I think, you know, she's tired of being the only black girl, too. Good morning, Gad. So, yeah. My daughter is a weirdo, Lynn. You know, she
takes after her
weirdo.
Pop. Takes after her dad, right?
She's a lot.
Only.
Let me tell you
only.
No, you're right, Lynn. Let me tell you
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
She and I are so much alike that we just have to see each other, know that we're around each other.
Yeah.
And she goes to her room, I go to my room, she gets on her iPad, I get on my iPad, and we just cool.
Right.
And then, you know, we'll meet up. But, you know, like her mom has to engage in conversation, and I think it bugs her. Because her mom just wants to just, you know, engage. And I know that it bugs me. And she and I are a lot alike. So they had that head button thing. Well, me and her are cool, you know. And I'm like, I like red vines and hot tamales, right?
Yeah.
She loves red vines and hot tamales. She's a lot like her dad. Okay,
did
so
she know
then,
you liked it? Did she know you like it? Did she see you liking it? Or does she just like it without knowing?
No, she liked it alone. She used to, as a baby, as a kid, she loved it. And so she still loves it. But like I made tacos. She loved when I make tacos. So I made tacos for her yesterday, right?
Okay.
But now this is where we're different. But that's because I'm older than her. I'm 55. She's 14. So 14 only want cheese and lettuce with a taco shell on the meat. 55 want cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, avocado, and taco sauce. But when I was her age, Lynn, I wanted a taco as basic as possible.
You don't want all that junk on it.
No. The only time I would have tomatoes if they were freshly cut. And the tomato was firm. If it was a freshly cut tomato that was kind of squishy, no way. I wasn't gonna eat it. So I don't like my food to touch. She don't like her food to touch. So we're different like that. Okay, so Lynn, we're talking about yesterday. And I don't know if we should just get into this conversation or if we should go through some of the news. What do you think? Do you think we should get into the conversation or should we just go through some of the news?
Go through some of the news and then get into the conversation because we're going to spend a little time
Lynn.
Yeah.
The board just went 90 seconds and I look up and it's like a minute something left with the show. I don't know what's going on.
Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, my God. You guys, this show could be over in 60 seconds. That's
oh, my goodness.
Johnny's panicking, man. Johnny's got the panic button. Let's see what Lynn Tolliver can do.
I'm logging in right now. You know, I check that board every time before I create the show. I check the time. And there's no,
mm-hmm.
That means that there's no 5-minute show available to do.
I didn't look at the time, but that's what it's saying to me right
you
now. I looked at it at 30.
You should always, why did you wait to the last minute to tell us?
Because
why,
you guys are talking.
You're in charge of the board. That's the time that whether we talk.
That's the time you interrupt. Oh, my God.
When you need to interrupt, you don't.
Okay, you guys.
When you don't need to interrupt.
Sorry. And most of all.
When you don't need to interrupt, you do. Everybody said hi to you, Johnny. They're impressed with your
hello.
Interrupting.
Bless you.
They're impressed with your ability to interrupt. So, Lynn, today our show is supposed to be about why are blacks surprised about discrimination when we do it to each other? And black power in America is rooted in economic and political equity and stop being a victim of self. That's what our show is supposed to be about today. But then somebody asked me about the Bitcoin. And I've been studying about the Bitcoin lately, Lynn, just because it keeps coming up in conversation.
Okay.
So the Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. It's what you call a digital asset. It's designed to work as a medium of exchange that uses cryptography to control its creation and management rather than relying on central authorities. The Bitcoin has been around since November of 2008, but its network has existed since January 2009, where the first block of Bitcoins, worth 50 Bitcoins, was issued to the purported creator of Bitcoins, Satoshi Nakamoto. So Satoshi Nakamoto is a fictitious name of the Bitcoin creator or the Bitcoin creators, because nobody knows who created the Bitcoin. Now, Lynn, there's a finite number of Bitcoins, meaning that there is an absolute number. There are 21 million Bitcoins available. They will never be any more than that. There's only 21 million. It can be mined. You can mine Bitcoins. But let me just say this. What it used to take to mine a Bitcoin before was easier to mine Bitcoins when it first started than it is now, because there's so many people mining Bitcoins. And then it's based on some type of mathematical number. It's not worth it now. The energy is not worth it now. So let me just tell you guys a little bit about the Bitcoin. And then I'm going to see if you guys know any more about it than I do, because this is completely confusing. But these are some facts. So Nakamoto is believed to own around 1 million Bitcoins worth $2 billion. How much did you pay for your Bitcoin? How many did you buy, first of all, boss? How many did you buy, and how much did you pay for them? How many
you
did
asking
you buy?
Me?
I'm asking Jude.
That's what I thought.
How many did you buy? What do you mean you can't tell?
I wouldn't buy nothing.
How many?
That's crazy.
How many goddamn Bitcoins did you buy for $15?
Nine. He bought nine for $15.
I know it's almost $10,000. How many did you buy for? Did you say you bought one? I bought a small fraction with $25. Okay, so you bought a small fraction of a Bitcoin, $25. Okay. So you didn't buy a Bitcoin, you bought a fraction of a Bitcoin. Okay, so you bought more than 10 Bitcoins for $15. Okay. So let's just say that you got more than 10 Bitcoins. So the question is, can you sell them? Can you sell them? So a lot of people buy stock, but can you sell them? I don't know if it's easy. I mean, I know you can sell them, but can you sell them? In other words, is there anybody that want to buy? So no single entity or government has control over the Bitcoin currency. There's a finite number of Bitcoins. 21 million. 1% of the Bitcoin community controls 99% of the world's wealth. 1% of the Bitcoin community controls 99% of the world's wealth. Since March 2015, Bitcoin transaction fees are up by 1,289%. 69% of all banks in the world are experimenting with permissioned blockchains. I don't know what that means. 69% of all banks in the world are, Bitcoin's value has multiplied 879,999 times from 2010 to 2017. 64% of Bitcoins have never been used and may never be used. So I don't know what all that means, Lynn. 64% of the Bitcoins have never been used. Lynn, they're saying Block Talk is not working.
Who's saying that?
Lynn?
Yeah.
That's what Jude just said.
Well, how come I can hear you?
I don't know. I'm just telling you that you, so did you get it? Did you get the time fixed?
I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything where it said it was ending. And I was checking the length. I haven't seen anything wrong. I don't have that on
my. Oh, let me refresh then. My clock is totally gone.
Yeah, refresh.
My clock was gone.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the FBI, owns 1.5% of the world's bitcoins. Around 5% of the Bitcoin economy is active on Silk Road online black market. The world's largest Bitcoin exchange, Mt. Gox, crashed in 2014, and the price has fell by 40%. So, you know, people,
what was that nonsense, you know, Jude was talking about when he said that the Bitcoin wasn't in the black market? When I tried to express that exact same thing to him.
Yeah, well, he said that. Let me say this right here, because a lot of people, potential annual savings for banks utilizing blockchain technology is $8 to $12 million. I don't know what blockchain technology is, but I suspect it has something to do with the Bitcoin. Only 807 people worldwide have ever declared Bitcoin income for tax purposes. 807 people. So I just want you guys to know that 807 people out of the millions of people that have Bitcoin have been able to declare it as as some type of income. That means
as income, yeah.
Money. That means that most people aren't making money. So I don't know why Daryl Plowden would call me, right? When he knows I'm
going to be in. Maybe he can't get in. Because
don't send me a text, though. Don't call me. You send a text. You know I'm talking.
Yeah, I logged out and logged back in. My board's the same.
Try Explorer, Johnny.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm going to log back out. Are you on the board, Lynn?
I'm getting ready to get on through Explorer.
Okay, because I'm I'll wait until you get on, then I'm going to log back out.
So, is there anybody on the board? Reese is on the board.
Yes, I'm on the board. Yeah, they were all on. I think whoever, before it went out, my board went out, everybody who was on the board is still on the board, and the rest of the people can't get on.
Yeah, Blog Talk's not letting you come on. That's what it is.
Okay. Are you on? I'm gonna log out now.
I'm not on. You log off, you may not get back on.
Uh-oh. Okay. I'm staying on then. Well, let's just go with the flow. Come on, Jay. Take it away.
Hold on 1 second. All right. Well, okay. Okay, I can only be on until 12, you guys, until 10, 9.
You got 35 9. Minutes.
Why is that?
Yeah, so yeah, I can only be on for an hour.
Because he's flying out.
Yeah, I got to fly out, and I got to go see my daughter. And now I got to go to so there are 7 Bitcoin debit cards for business and individuals. So there are some Bitcoin debit cards. I don't know how they work. Do me one favor, Johnny. You guys take over for 1 second.
Okay.
All right. Bitcoin, I don't think I'll buy no Bitcoin.
Who said you had to, Johnny?
Shoot, the way they talking, they might make everybody put their money in credit cards and Bitcoins.
Well, they may make everybody use the plastic, but I don't know if they're going to make you use a Bitcoin.
Who would invest their money into something that's way more complicated than the dollar bill? I mean, come on. And I know that there are a lot of these tech-savvy knuckleheads out there, and people are always trying to find a new way to get rich. Okay? But the bottom line is that the dollar bill is the dollar bill. I give you a dollar, you give me back change. I give you $5, you give me back singles. It's that simple. To the point where you can't actually even buy a Bitcoin, or you could buy a piece of a Bitcoin, and then you can't use it. Just ask yourself this question. If a Bitcoin were $1 million, and you bought into $25,000 of a million, you can't break up the million. You could only buy a piece of the $25,000, but you couldn't spend it. What would be the purpose of that? You have no way of accessing it. You have no way of moving it around. And if you move it around, it's based upon what? It's based upon whether or not that $25,000 is acceptable by the means in which you're spending it. Oh, and the only place you can actually spend it, or at least the place where it's being used the most, is the black market. So let's say Lynn Tolliver wanted to buy a kidney. or if Johnny wanted to buy a spleen on the black market, because it's not like they don't sell them there, but the bottom line is you have to go through the black market to do it, and then you can use your Bitcoin, but you probably have to use it all.
Johnny, open Daryl Plowton tonight.
Let me see. Where is he at? He scrolled down.
The big.
And
yeah,
he's
terms
on
of
the
USD,
bottom.
Okay.
All right.
Don't
be making all that noise, DP.
So let me just say this. So I want to understand the Bitcoin because I don't understand it. So if I wanted to. So Lynn, let's just say I own Bitcoins, right? Because it's a currency.
Okay.
So it's. Currency. So as currency, I should be able to use it, right? As a dollar.
You should be.
So let's say I want to go buy my daughter a new computer. It is. It's cryptocurrency, Jude. Yes, it is. It's called cryptocurrency. So when you say no, I know it's not legal tender, goofball. I didn't say it was legal tender. I said it's currency. It's cryptocurrency. Know what the fuck you buying. You act like you know what you're talking about. Shit, you sound like you listen to this shit. So,
wow.
It's cryptocurrency. So, Lynn, if it's currency, and I have a cryptocurrency, I have a Bitcoin a debit card, should I be able to use my cryptocurrency business card anywhere?
You should be.
But I bet you can't in places that don't accept bitcoins. I'm just betting on it. You can only use it where it is accepted. So this is where the issue becomes for me, how people and Lynn and everybody's talking about, everybody's, you know, buying into this whole cryptocurrency thing. But just a while back, it fell by 40%. So you guys got to look at this like a pyramid. Now, Jude said he got in and he bought over 10 bitcoins for $15, man, for a total of $15. Okay? So if he bought it at $15, right? Now, it's almost worth almost $10,000 right now. It was $8,000-something the other day when I looked at it. It's probably worth more now.
Okay.
Then, my question to him is, why wouldn't you sell a few of them? I mean, just to see, right? Just to see if he can get, call in, Jude. You didn't sell it. You didn't sell because you just said you didn't sell. Now you say it's easy, and you did already. Now you start making me think your story. You start making me feel like Judge Mathis when your story don't sound right. You're full of shit. You know how you got to go watch Judge Mathis, Lynn, and somebody starts talking, and they make up the story. They make up the story. Judge Mathis says, "No, you full of no." You know, now you're just making stuff up. Sit down. I don't believe the story. Now you're making me not believe it. I feel like I'm Judge Mathis. So, you know, Lynn, think about this. 807 people around the world ever, not 800 people in a year, 800 people in the history of the Bitcoin, 807 worldwide have declared Bitcoin income for tax purposes. Now, Lynn, when you are investing in something like a Bitcoin, and you start making money, you have to declare it on your taxes. So, if we're gonna listen to what people are saying about the Bitcoin, everybody in Bitcoin has got to be making money. Everybody's got to be making money.
Not if it's a Ponzi scheme.
Well, if not, they wouldn't stay in it.
Well, think about it this way. Think about it this way. I'm the guy who creates, right, Nakasaki, whatever the F his name is. I create the Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you that this is going to be the new digital currency online, okay? Buy in now, buy in low, right? And you can get a piece of the Bitcoin, and your job is to get more and more people to buy into the Bitcoin because now it's worth more and more money. So let's say that there are 807 people within the entire history of the Bitcoin around the globe who are now saying that the Bitcoin is earned income. Well, how is it earned income? Because the only way the Bitcoin exists is if money is invested into it, real tender. The Bitcoin doesn't become a wealthy bit of currency just because the guy Nakasaki says so. It's got to be backed by something. It's got to be backed by something. So what's it backed by? His word?
So
you can't just create a Bitcoin and call it currency.
Now, Lynn, if you buy something, let's say you went to the store and you bought something with your dollar, right?
Okay.
And you decided that you didn't want it. Can you take it back and get a refund?
If they have a refund policy, yes, you can.
That's right. There is nothing that you can take back with the Bitcoin to get a refund. every Bitcoin transaction says there's no refund possible. So once you buy something with Bitcoin, that's it. You don't, you can't decide, oh, I don't want, no, get my Bitcoin back. So press the 1, Jude. Johnny Jude is trying to get in. He's a 714 number.
Now, listen, I know his number, but I don't see nobody.
So you're no. Fucked then.
You're Jude, fucked. If you can't, Jude, call me, Jude, on my phone, and I'll plug you in from my phone. Call on my phone.
There's only 6 callers on there.
Okay. Wow. We really are. Yeah. So, Lynn, now, Lynn, can you go? And Lynn, when you go to the board, you say that it shows time on it and everything.
No.
Okay. So what? So
it's Blog Talk.
I know Blog. Yeah, something's wrong with Blog Talk. So call you. Call in. Call my phone right now. Call my You got my 818 number. Call me. James Harwell, listen to this, Lynn. James Harwell lost 7,500 bitcoins worth 4 million pounds by throwing his hard drive, which had his Bitcoin wallet. Think about that.
Wow.
Damn. Just like that.
He lost.
If your computer goes dead, he lost
Bitcoin because he threw his hard drive that his Bitcoin wallet was in.
And there's no way to get it back?
Evidently. Why
would you fuck with that? Why would you fuck with something like that?
I don't know.
Yep,
Jude is going to tell me. Go ahead, Jude.
Okay. Hey, King. Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm going to guess 7, 8 years ago when Bitcoin came into being, what sparked my interest was the fact that it was supposed to be anonymous, right? And it was just like the U.S. dollar. It's funny that Reese said that, what is Bitcoin backed by? And I would ask Reese, what is the dollar backed by? It used to be backed by gold and silver, but you know what the dollar is backed by now? It's backed by confidence, or backed by the U.S. military saying, we're going to kill your fucking ass if you don't accept our dollars. But my point about Bitcoin is that for me, I bought it because I felt as though, because the U.S. dollar is not backed by anything anymore, right? And I listened to certain people that have been correct over the last 20, 30 years. And they feel as though we're going to have a dollar crisis, right? So I decided, hey, you know, what the fuck? Put some money in Bitcoin, see what happens. Okay.
How much did you spend on Bitcoins total?
Hey, King, if I tell you, that's not a good idea, okay? But let me just tell you this.
Okay, listen. If you can't tell me how much money you spent on Bitcoins, then I'm going to take you off the fucking line because you sound like goofy.
Okay, but why can't I just make up? Why shouldn't? Well, what if I just made up a number?
Because I want to know what you spent and when, and then I want to be able to talk about the growth of it. That's why. So if you're not going to come on here and talk real to us, then why come on here? They don't make no
okay,
sense.
I mean, you can understand that.
No, I can't understand because it's a fucking radio show. When we're talking about real facts here, so if you come on here,
okay. So what do you want to know? So what's your question then? What's your ultimate question?
How much did you pay for the Bitcoin?
$15 and $14 and $16, somewhere around there. Yes.
Okay. And how many did you buy?
Less than 20, just under 20, I believe,
at
different price levels.
So Soda Venture says she paid $75 about 2 months ago. But did you buy a whole
That's
Bitcoin?
That's not correct. That's not correct. Yeah, I bought whole Bitcoin. $75 2 months ago is not correct.
I'm not talking to you.
I know, but that person that said that.
I'm not talking to you right now. Soul Adventurer, did you buy a piece of a Bitcoin? Because you couldn't have bought a Bitcoin for $75 because the Bitcoin was worth more than $75 2 months ago. So you must have bought just like Jamal did. You bought a piece of a Bitcoin. But you bought whole Bitcoins, correct? Is that what you're saying, Jude?
Yes.
How much and how what year did you buy the Bitcoins?
I'm going to guess it's like 6 years ago or something. And let me just say one thing, because you talked about Mt. Gox in Japan. You talked about some of the information I think you got online. But I got my shit from Coinbase.com. To me, seems the most secure and the most legit service.
Okay,
in the U.S.
I don't need you to leave. I need you to answer questions. I'll ask
the
questions.
Okay, ask the questions. I'll answer them. Fine.
So you're saying that you bought them in 2011?
It probably. I mean, I could be a year or two off. I can't tell you exactly right now off the top of my head.
Why can't you? I mean,
I mean, I don't know. I can tell you this. When they were at $15, when they were at around $15 is when I started buying. I was influenced by certain people, and I started buying. I mean, I had nothing to lose. $15, shit. And I didn't even know they were up to 8,000, like you said right now. I had no idea. I knew they were around 4,000. I didn't know they were up to that price. That's crazy. I need to sell some more. Shit. It's a bug.
It sounds like, you don't even check
on your
Bitcoin.
It sounds like the price. It sounds like the rate of the Bitcoin went up because they got more and more investors to put in real money into the Bitcoin Institute. Now, Mary's sitting right here next to me, and the first thing she comes out of her mouth is that Bitcoin is normally used for illegal gambling sites, so that you can't trace real currency in the event that you win any money off of these illegal gambling sites.
Wrong.
So that wait. Are you saying that that's not true, Jude? It's not used in the black market?
No. I'm not saying that. Nope. I'm not saying that.
Just making sure.
Okay, so let me just say this. The Bitcoin in July 2010, Lynn, was worth 8 cents. From February to April of 2011, the Bitcoin was worth $1.
Mm-hmm.
In July of 2011, it was $31. In December of 2011, it was $2. So if you look at the ride, you know, this is, you know, part of this is how so let me ask you a question, Jude. Have you ever tried to purchase anything with your Bitcoin?
Yeah, I used it in Las Vegas.
And what did you purchase with it?
I used it for my meal. There was there were plenty of places that accepted the Bitcoin for, like, restaurants and things. There are plenty of places. They have the logo all over the place.
Okay, and how much is your Bitcoin? How much is your Bitcoin collection worth right now?
How much is it? How much is my Bitcoin collection worth right now?
Yeah, you know, how much is? What's the value?
Come on, King.
Yeah, I don't think he knows, because the value of one Bitcoin is $9,000 today. So if he's only almost ten thousand. Mary's looking at it right now. The value of one Bitcoin. So you have a portion of a Bitcoin. You've got a portion of a $9,000 Bitcoin.
You are an investor in the Bitcoin.
Yes.
And yet you don't know that the Bitcoin is worth $9,000 today.
That's right. But I can tell you this. Just like some people, when they buy gold, King, when they buy gold, that is like your family jewels, and you never sell it. You hold on to that only in an emergency.
You just said that if the Bitcoin is worth $9,000, that would make you sell it.
A certain percent.
You know what I'm saying? So why would and a lot of people don't think that you're being forthright, Jude.
That's okay. I don't mind that.
Somebody called you a lie.
I can prove it to you. On December 1st, I can prove it to you on my phone. I can prove it to you.
Okay, so
and
Jay,
to your Periscope viewers, I can prove it.
So Jay, if I may interrupt real
happily.
Quick.
Yeah.
Jay? Okay, so here's where it gets a little fishy. So Mary's just reading it to me now. So apparently the Bitcoin operation. I don't know why I'm reverbing like that. Okay, the Bitcoin operation is trying to encourage retirement accounts to invest them into Bitcoin like you would do in those William Devane commercials when you're purchasing gold and silver into your IRA.
And transferring your 401k.
You want to, they are trying to influence people to transfer your 401k into the Bitcoin. Now, again, like I said before, and it's a cogent question that I know Jude is not going to answer. The value of the Bitcoin, again, is based on nothing. Our economy is based on debt, right? That's the reason why the value of the dollar goes
yes,
up
correct.
And down.
That's
what's
correct.
It backed by, right?
Dollar is debt.
So the Bitcoin, the
debt.
Bitcoin
we don't
is backed.
Right now.
The Bitcoin is backed by investment. In essence, the more money that goes into Bitcoin accounts, the higher the rate of the Bitcoin goes. So I said, like, is it like a Ponzi scheme? Yes, because the more and more people you get to put into the Bitcoin value rises because the Bitcoin can't rise on its own. There's no marketplace in which it can rise or decrease. The only way that a Bitcoin can rise and decrease is if people put their money in or put their money out respectively. The Bitcoin is based on hard currency. That's what it is. The Bitcoin isn't some mysterious, you know, new a form of income that just out of the blue somebody created and now it has value. When it first came out and it was at 8 cents, people actually had to put their real money into it in order to force it to get bigger
right.
or smaller.
Right.
So anybody telling you otherwise is being disingenuous.
Or can I speak, King?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I bought other cryptos as well, Quark, Namecoin, Primecoin, and Litecoin, okay? So I bought these things at such a low level. I mean, imagine if you spent $500 on cryptocurrencies, right? And then all of a sudden, like, they're just rising like crazy. I mean,
yeah, but how do you know? But you don't even know if they're rising like crazy. I just told you.
I do.
That the Bitcoin...
I mean,
no, you didn't know because you just said if you had known that the Bitcoin was $9,000.
Okay, so what are you trying? Okay, so King.
So
King.
If you bought all this currency and you're ahead of the game like this, why wouldn't you watch your investments? If I invest in something, the first thing I do is watch my investment, especially if it's on the bubble, if people are talking about it. Cryptocurrency, especially the Bitcoin, is being spoken about daily right now. Why would you, who have such a big investment, when you think about it, for such a minimal...
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why, and it can be a little bit emotional because I'm dealing with my wife and her cancer, and I can't keep track. But,
oh my God!
But
you can come on. But you can come on Kings in the Morning and talk shit to Reese and call Johnny a punk. Come on, man! You expect me to believe that shit? Come on, you got to be better than that. I'm stupid.
I mean, whatever. That's fine. I can prove it. That's fine.
All I'm saying,
it doesn't matter where it is that you're putting your money. It doesn't matter which particular coin or which particular cryptocurrency you're buying. The bottom line is it not? Let me hear me out. Again,
okay.
The bottom line is, and it's irrefutable. That's why you haven't disputed it yet. The only way the value of the Bitcoin goes up is by real. Hard currency, the dollar or the
right.
euro.
What is real
it's
hard
the
currency?
Only
the
way.
What
the
is
dollar.
Hard
but
wait,
currency?
Wait.
No, the dollar is not hard currency. The dollar
is
not hard currency. It's
okay,
fiat.
The dollar is what's driving your
the world
your
economy.
Cryptocurrency.
That's right. Without
no,
a doubt.
Wrong.
Thank
what back the dollar?
What is the Bitcoin? If that's not the case, what drives the Bitcoin value up or down? What is because it has
confidence.
To be something. If
confidence.
Hold on, no. Confidence in what?
I just said it.
Confidence in what?
Confidence in the value of Bitcoin.
Oh, so you're saying that if more people like the Bitcoin, that the Bitcoin value will go up? So you mean to tell me right now if we all close
no,
our
you
eyes
asked
and say
me
we like
what
the
drives
Bitcoin,
the value.
The no, you're not hearing
you asked
me.
Me.
This is what I'm trying to tell
Please.
You. Just like the stock market. Listen. The Bitcoin is an investment just like any other investment, right? We know the reason why produce prices go up, right? And the reason why orange prices go up, whatever it is, commodity,
supply and demand,
okay, anything, it's based on supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
So what I'm telling you
genius.
Is that means that the Bitcoin has to be used. And it can
That's
be,
right.
in order to have consumer confidence, they don't do a poll. When we do a consumer confidence report in Washington
You're making
every
it too
year,
long.
Every
too
quarter,
long.
Every quarter, we don't ask hey. Consumers, hey, are you confident about spending? They actually see trends in spending to show consumer confidence is up. So there actually
What's
have to
point,
be a hard.
Shit.
My point is that the Bitcoin doesn't magically go up and down based on someone's spirit. It doesn't go up and
okay,
down because you
let
wish
me
it
say
to
this
be.
To you. I can easily sell my Bitcoin tomorrow easily for USD, for US dollars, easily. If you want to ask me how, you can ask me how. If you want to just say, Jude, no, you can't, well, you can think whatever you want. I mean, if you don't want information,
saying,
whatever, that's
I think
fine.
In you saying – I think in you saying that you can sell your Bitcoin for hard cash, you just proved my point.
Wall Street is driving Bitcoin's price rises this month, according to Bloomberg, even as Goldman Sachs still picks gold over crypto. In comments on Bloomberg TV, the publication's analyst, Edward Robinson, said bank clients a knocking on the door after seeing charts showing Bitcoin's 2017 growth. He commented, I think Wall Street may actually be responsible for driving the price because it's with every announcement that Wall Street is thinking of embracing Bitcoin as a new asset class that we start to see this surge. The debate over Bitcoin's attractiveness versus precious metals, meanwhile, is becoming a preoccupation for major investment bank Goldman Sachs. After its CEO suggested an open-minded approach to crypto earlier this month, analysts at the giant nonetheless said traditional assets were still important despite their lack of yield. They are neither an accident or a historic relic. Other theories explaining Bitcoin's rapid appreciation towards $6,000 in October were more reactionary. The upcoming two hard forks of network, Bitcoin Gold and Sedgwick 2X, are expected to produce significant price volatility in a similar manner to July's Bitcoin crash. Nonetheless, analysts from within the cryptocurrency space have remained broadly bullish as China's impact wanes, predicting a solid $6,000 price tag by the end of the year and significantly more in the short, in the later short term. So, you know, to Jude's, because I got to play on both sides of the fence here. So to Jude's point, we got to admit that we're in a world that's changing. And because the world is changing, oftentimes it's hard for us to grasp the change that's in front of us.
Right.
So that's the difficult part, is that we have to figure out what changes to go with. We watched the political process change in front of us that made Donald Trump president, and not everybody bought into the change of the political process. That's why you saw the Democrats stay with, conventional candidates like a Hillary Clinton, who for all practical purposes looks like a winner, especially when it becomes when you put her up against a guy like Donald Trump, because you don't think it's going to he'll stick to the people because of the things that he says, because he's like a cryptocurrency. He's too unpredictable. But the unpredictability of him is what made him the better candidate. And so we got to look at, you know, so sometimes we got to back up. And so I just want you to know, Jude, I'm not saying you're right or wrong. And I'm not playing as devil's advocate. I'm really trying to understand what cryptocurrencies are, what the Bitcoin means, what it is.
And I'm happy to give you my best information.
If you'd like to speak to my wife
is right here next to me, and she can let you know that we did buy some crypto.
No,
she didn't understand.
You probably did buy Bitcoin, but you ain't the person to explain it. And what you do is you have
yeah,
you,
for you, for for you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And so no, you, is that you, Daryl Plowton, that keeps doing the grunt? So because you always come in the middle and then you way low. You always like you grunting, like you always.
Okay, is that better? Is that better? let me say this, Jay. None of us fully understand it yet, but now there's other parts to the Bitcoin that we got to understand. We got to understand the wallet. We got to understand the purse, blockchain. We got to understand that. And then there's other currencies we got to understand. And so we're in the early process, so it's going to be difficult for a minute. But now Reese was saying, what is it going to take to bring the value up? For more people to accept and we trade with Bitcoin, that'll bring the value up.
You mean using hard currency? You mean using hard currency?
You got to ask the right questions.
Using more people, like say I could purchase. There's only a few places that you could buy used coins at. Now, say you could go purchase anything and everything with Bitcoin. That'll bring them value up. But look like to me, it's taking the inflation out of the dollar bill where throughout the country, you'll be able to use this money anywhere around the world, and at a level the profit that the dollar bill has and everything, all the inflation to be equal from what I'm seeing right now. So I don't know. I want to know you guys'
opinion. Well, Daryl, you made one very valuable point, is that right now the reason why the Bitcoin is popular amongst a lot of people is because of the fact that it's non-regulated currency. And that's why Jay mentioned earlier that only just over 800 people have actually used it as taxable income. That's
right.
The reason why. It's because it's unregulated.
It's
right.
Only taxable once you trade it in for U.S.
And
dollars.
You're right. Whoever said that they used it to gamble with first, that is correct. They used to play poker with it and a few other things with the Bitcoin. Way back when it first started, when it was using that currency, Bitcoin.
This is going to be something that we really have to talk about. And I'm glad we're having this conversation. To be honest with you, I think it's a conversation. It's a smart conversation for communities of color. Oftentimes, we don't get involved in the beginnings of these types of businesses, and other people make money and we get mad, you know, like we've been left out. And a lot of times it's us leaving ourselves out by not being involved. So I'm glad that, you know, I just don't know enough about it. And I got to wrap my mind around it then. And to this day, to right now today, I have not had anybody explain Bitcoin to me, not be able to explain it to me. Where I would say, hey, you know, this is a good investment. This is something I want to invest in.
Well, Jay,
you
should look this up because Mary just looked it up, and it turns out that we here in the D.C. area have 3 Bitcoin ATMs.
And so what does that mean? Does that mean that you can trade your ATM for cash? I mean, your Bitcoin for cash?
Exactly. If it's an ATM, that means you can go there and you take out what it is that you need. There are only 3, but I'm going to find out which banks they are.
So what's the conversion rate? So how do you convert it? You know, like let's say for instance, I know if I have a Canadian dollar, that I can convert it back to American dollars, and I'm going to get 85 cents for each Canadian dollar that I turn back into a U.S. dollars. How do you What's the conversion rate from the Bitcoin to the U.S. dollar? Is it one for one?
No,
or
but I can look that up.
You know,
I'll look that up right now. Yeah, give me a second.
That's a good question,
okay.
Jay. Good question.
And then, Lynn, do you know, Lynn, that when you go to the Bahamas, okay? When you go to the Bahamas and you change your American dollars for Bahamian dollars.
Okay.
If you don't get American dollars coming back, did you know that Bahamian dollars cannot be you can't transfer Bahamian dollars anywhere. They can only spend in the Bahamas.
Gee,
wow.
Did you know
can you spend American? You know can you spend American dollars in Bahamas?
No.
Is an American dollar worth more once you convert it? How many dollars
the American
are, I mean,
dollar,
is it worth?
No, the American dollar and a Bohemian dollar are equal. It's one for one.
Okay. So you bought yourself a souvenir
so
if you don't
right
get
now,
it changed
man,
over.
Right now, I have 200. I have 200 and something Bohemian dollars. I can't go to any.
Okay, Jay, I got it when you want it.
Okay, I can't go to any currency changing place in the world and change Bohemian dollars for their money. I can't go to a bank in the United States and change Bohemian dollars for American dollars. Okay, so go ahead, Reese.
Okay, so we just found out that if you own 0.01% of a Bitcoin, it is worth $99.35. That you can get out from the Bitcoin ATM based on how many percentage of a Bitcoin you own. If you own one full Bitcoin, it's $9,935.
Wow. Okay. So it goes dollar for dollar for value wise.
Yes, and if that rate goes up or goes down based upon the value of the Bitcoin. So now if that 9935, if the Bitcoin goes down
right.
to $8,000 based on the marketplace, that means if you have 0.01, you only get $80. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a tenth. That's exactly it. So right now a percentage is a tenth of the value.
First of all, we asking questions that we want to know, Jude. You don't get to tell us if we're asking the right questions or not. We ask the motherfucking questions we want to know. He gonna tell us nobody's asking the right questions. We ask him the shit we want to know. Now, so if I invested in Bitcoin, so for instance, Jamal, he bought his Bitcoin at $25. His piece, he bought a piece of a Bitcoin for $25. It's now worth $50. So if I'm looking at what the Bitcoin did, right, man, in 2011, and I look at the value of a Bitcoin and what it was worth in 2011, so it went up to 31. It went up to $31 in July, right? July, August, September, October, November, December. 5 months later, it was worth $2. Okay. Now here we are in December, and it's worth $9,000, right? It might go up to 10. January, February, March, April, May. May or June might be the time to buy the Bitcoin because that's when it's going to fall down. That's what I'm going to predict. I'm going to predict that somewhere between April and June, man, that the Bitcoin takes a tumble. Okay? So you guys remember I said that? Uh-huh. Well, okay. So,
Hey, Jay, I think it's going to pick up around that same time.
Huh?
I think it'll pick up around
what?
That same time.
I said it's going to rise.
I think it will rise.
Well, so you said it's going to go higher than $10,000 then?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Lynn, remember we're saying this. DP is saying it's going to rise. I'm saying it's going to fall.
Is this a bet?
DP, what you want to bet?
What's the wager?
What's the wager?
Yeah.
Let's bet $10.
$10 in Bitcoin?
What'd you say?
I want to bet. You have to call me. I want to bet that you got to call me Daddy Big Brain whenever you talk.
Daddy who?
Daddy Big
Daddy
Brain.
Who? For
Daddy
day?
Big Brain. No, you got to call me whenever you talk to me. You got to call me Daddy Big Brain.
Now you sound like R. Kelly. I don't see nothing wrong on the down low. I can't do that, man. I can do it for a day if I lose a bet.
No. Look, and I have to call you something. If you think you know what you're talking about, you wouldn't
well,
be worried
I
about
it. Well, put it this way. Okay, well, you're going to have to, from now on, if you lose, you're going to have to say, when you refer to Reese, you're going to have to say, Reese is smarter than me. Go ahead, Reese. And then you're going to have to give him some bumper music.
No, it has to be
like
something
white
to
girls,
do with
fine,
you.
Fine white girls. Huh?
It has to be something to deal with you.
Well, it's a bet. Well, you need to say Big Steve is my master.
It has to be something dealing with you.
Well, I just told you what my end.
No, my flight needed 3.
Right, we're going to be out of there at 12:20.
Yeah, 12. No, I know 12 is 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and the airport is literally.
I know that's why I want to bring my luggage. See, Nikki, one of those people that just, I wish I had brought it. See, I'm one of those people say, if I don't need it, cool. Say hi to everybody, Nikki.
Hi, everybody, Nikki.
Hello.
Hey Nikki, everybody.
How you doing, sweetie? Hi.
Hello.
I got the worst bet, Jay. I got the worst end of the bet.
Damn, Nikki's fine. She got a beautiful voice. That's what happened. Somebody said Nikki is fine. She got a beautiful voice. Nikki is a good looking woman.
Yeah. I'm too fat for her.
Can't help it. Yeah.
He ain't had a woman with hips in years.
Oh my God. greetings, Nikki. People saying hi to you, Nikki. I'm telling her you guys said hello. Everybody saying hello.
Hello.
Tell her I have wine. Oh, Vernacle said he got wine.
Johnny,
you're
not going
to
hear it, Johnny.
No, you did not.
Hey, Daryl.
If you gave it to me, I would.
Hey,
Daryl. Hey, Johnny, call me after the
Guess
show.
Guess what,
man.
Daryl? You on mute.
No, I'm actually leaving, y'all. Getting ready to go home. Yeah, you're going to be in town over the weekend. I am going to be. No. Jay, you behind all of. No, that's my daughter's mother. We have a good understanding with each other. We're good friends. So, look, I'm going to let you guys see the dogs. Look at the Labradoodle. Come on, come here.
Labradoodle.
Yeah, he's a Labradoodle. He's a big old. Okay. Come on. Look at him.
Hey, did you talk to Chucky? Johnny?
I need you to unlock this.
You got it really?
Yeah, I got it. I had it. They are beautiful. Yeah, they are. There's some good dogs. Get the jump in the back seat. She's not going to be in the car. Yeah. If you want to be a dog, live with Nikki Harris. Because, you know, man, dogs living with Nikki Harris is better than most American so-called Negroes.
Hey, what kind of canine would you be, Ken?
truth. Everybody know that. Okay, so Lynn, our show today, our show really is on why are black people so mad about being discriminated against when we discriminate against each other already? Why are we so upset about, you know, people not wanting, you know, right now they're making such a big deal about Donald Trump. They're saying that Donald Trump didn't want black people living in his house or, I mean, in his apartments and in his properties, and that he would write C on there for colors. But we do the same thing. So I don't understand how we can be upset with people doing to us what we do to us. Anybody care to discuss this? Is Reese with me?
No, Reese dropped out, and there is – I can't even open the chat room, so I don't know what's up with this board.
It's called cognitive dissonance. So Adventure, go ahead and whatever you say, I'll speak it. I think we have to get to a space to where we're honest enough with each other to have real conversations about where we are as it relates to us as a community. It is mental slavery. I agree. It is safe self-hate. But so we know all these things. So if we know what it is, and if we are such an intelligent people and we're such a higher ilk, why are we falling prey to the same ideas? Because that's a question that we have to ask ourselves. Why are we mad for treating us the way we treat ourselves? Why are we mad at people for disrespecting us when we disrespect ourselves all day long? We disrespect. I mean, even if you look at what we allow on television to represent us, the people that we call representative of us. At what point do we start saying, hey, I got to be held accountable? And then we start holding the people around us accountable. At what point do we have a different conversation? So I don't understand why black people are surprised about discrimination when we do it to each other. And then we know what it is because here I am talking to you guys about it, and you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, and then you guys start giving me reasons why. So if you know the reason why, then why do we continue to do it?